Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The highly acclaimed novel, The Diner by the Lake, is a story of an ambitious young woman, Lindsay, who sets out to follow her dreams of opening a diner against the thoughts of friends. She and her best friend, Danica, find a building perfect for a diner in Erie, Pennsylvania. Along the way, Lindsay catches the attention of California real estate mogul Jake Dawson, but she tries to do her best to keep the romance from interfering with her success in running the diner. The Diner by the Lake is the newest from author Daniel Suits. Born in Texas, raised in Indianapolis, he received a BA degree from the University of Phoenix. Daniel has enjoyed writing since he was a child, also studying entertainment as well. He's posted a number of romance poems on his Facebook page, recently started writing novels, starting with the children's book, The Life of a Book, a mystery suspense novel, The Assignment, a sellout at several book festivals. Next up is a romance novel, A Simple Touch. Currently living in Conway, Arkansas, following his passion for writing and entertaining his readers, Daniel Suits, author of The Diner by the Lake, joining us on This Week in America. Daniel, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Love the book, The Diner by the Lake, and a fascinating story of a great female character, and we'll talk about the development of that character here in a few minutes, but where did this idea come from? Was this driven by a character or a story that you've had for a while?
It's based on a friendship between me and a friend of mine named Lindsay Ellis, who is at the bottom of the cover of the novel. Lindsay Ellis actually lives in Erie, Pennsylvania, and back a few years ago, we had a conversation about a dream of hers, about opening up a diner in Erie, Pennsylvania, and throughout the conversation, I had come up with the idea of writing a romance novel based on her dream, and pretty much, because I also have an interest in real estate, and that's why... Jay Dawson from California is a real estate mogul, and that's actually how the story came about, and she really loved the idea, and she recently got a copy of the novel, and she really loved it.
Yeah, I love the character in the book, and it's interesting. The book starts off, they're in Erie, Pennsylvania. They're getting together just out of college. These are friends out of college for several weeks. And Lindsay is going to explain to her friends the fact that she's going to get into business for herself to start the diner. They're in Applebee's, but the meeting doesn't really go. I mean, not all the friends were on board, were there? Some of the friends were saying, you're not capable of doing this.
Right. There were four friends, and Lindsay was among three other friends. And she wasn't quite sure how many people were going to be involved, but she was sure that there was going to be a breakup. And the two that were most against her idea were the ones that she had planned on leaving behind. And Danica, she should have known from the beginning that Danica would be on board with her because they have been best friends since kindergarten, preschool ages, and Danica's always been around her ideas and always believed in her.
The book is The Diner by the Lake. Daniel Suits is the author, and Daniel is spelled D-A-N-I-A-L. Book's available at Amazon. You can link on and get all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Yeah, they say to her, basically, we didn't know if you were smart enough to do this. And Lindsay left this meeting. She was really hurt by the friends and the attitude. They were very vocal about the fact that they really didn't think she was going to be able to pull it off.
This is correct, yes. And Lindsay tried to run things over smoothly with them, but there was not going to be any good turnout between the two other friends aside from Danica.
Yeah, the book, The Diner by the Lake, the author is Daniel Suits, our guest on the program. Let's talk about the development of the character Lindsay. How much of this character is the Lindsay that you know, the friend that you know that actually lives in Erie, Pennsylvania, and how much came from your imagination as you're putting this character together? Because here's a young girl that's focused, she believes in hard work, she's really jumped into this. It's very difficult to start your own business and be successful, even more difficult if that business is a restaurant. She's young, just out of college, went out, found the money, and did it. How much of her characteristics were from the person you knew, and how much came from your imagination?
Actually, Lindsay Ellis is a very strong-willed woman, and she's very independent, and she's not going to have any type of man tell her what to do with her life. She's very independent-minded, and she's going to go out and pursue the dream that she's going to fulfill. And if a guy gets in her way, she's not going to be with him long because she's not going to want anybody to hold her back. And it's one of the reasons why Danica is there along by her side, to help watch her back. Yeah. And that's one of the connections between the character in the novel, Lindsay Chastain and Lindsay Ellis, and that's how the development of the character came about. Both women are independently strong-minded women, and the difference in the novel is that the character, the male character of Jay Dawson and me, there's no romance between us, but there was romance between Jay Dawson and Lindsay Chastain. And he's from California, I'm from Arkansas, and keeping the two separated was, was kind of fun, really.
It sounds like, it's such a great story that you were able to pursue, and the relationship turning into friendship and how that evolves and everything that Lindsay had to deal with along the way. Talk about the process of writing this. As you started the book, you had the inspiration from the friend. Did you know where this was going to go? Did you do an outline? Is that where you got the idea of how the story was going to unfold?
Actually, originally I didn't do it by an outline. I did that later on because sometimes there are sections of a novel where you really don't anticipate. It just comes in by surprise.
Yes.
And That's sometimes how I write my novels.
So basically, sometimes the novel will write itself as you're taking the storyline in a certain direction, and the characters are developing. But they sort of guide you then where you're going to go with that.
Yeah, pretty much. As I write the novel, page by page, it actually unfolds through my head, the dialogue and everything.
And it's very visual the way that you write. You can see the story unfolding. One review talking about the book, The Diner by the Lake by Daniel Suit, says, you got it just right. And talking about the young adult novel that you did. Talk about, was there any research that went into this? Because you seem to have struck all the right chords in developing these characters and giving us a storyline that resonates with the readers.
Yeah, well, as I was reading it, I had some communication with, with Lindsay about certain aspects of scenery in Erie, Pennsylvania. And as I write these scenes, I can picture everything in my head and how I want everything to be developed and for the storyline. And she had confirmed with me that there is an actual diner by the lake in Erie, Pennsylvania, and one of them is operational, and I believe she told me that another one was not. And I seem to have seen everything pretty good in my head just based off the little bit of input that she had given to me.
It is a interesting storyline. Don't want to give away too much, but maybe highlight a couple of the issues that Lindsay has to deal with. She's juggling this business. She's got the friends that are doubting. She's proving them wrong. She's got this ongoing, thriving relationship with Danica. They're there to support each other as they go through various phases of their lives. She's got a man that enters her life that she's interested in, but she's trying to keep the distance so she can keep the business running. What are some of the issues that she deals with? Because it's sort of real life issues that that Lindsay is dealing with in the novel, The Diner by the Lake.
Well, she has to do with climate control, like the weather in the surrounding area. And she has to deal with the doubt from some of the from the friends that she left behind. She tries to overcome that. And she also has to make sure that the romance doesn't take it to a fold where he tries to take over. And she wants to make it clear to him that she wants to do this all on her own. She doesn't want any type of cash or any kind of influence from him because it's her dream. And Danica is there to help her out with that. And she tries to help run the show of the diner itself while Lindsay goes on her romantic weekends. And she also tries to make sure that the influences of like the Jacob's parents and the people that he's around also does not get involved with,
right,
you know, deterring her from her goal.
And she is really focused on that goal. The book we're talking about is The Diner by the Lake. Daniel Suits is the author. That's Daniel. The book's available at Amazon. You can get information on the book and link on directly to Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Friendship is really an important part of this book, isn't it? Is that one of the lessons, one of the, after it's over with, besides a great story that you've told, that we understand the value of friendship, because that can get you through a whole lot of difficult times if you have that that friendship like Lindsay and Danica have?
Yeah, pretty much. The friendship between Danica and Lindsay, they're like sisters. They're like identical twins. Sisters, except for maybe the hair color, and they're actually the backbone of the storyline, and that will come out more stronger as the sequel to this comes out with Danica's role in book two.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as you're reading, you've got your upcoming novels at the end of the book, and I was delighted to see the sequel, The Diner by the Lake, Part 2, is going to be coming out soon. Now, how are you? Are you done with that? Are you still working on that? What's the status of that?
I'm with the planning stages on that one, because I also have this other romance novel that I'm working with, also inspired by a friend of mine named Jenny Stover. It's called A Simple Touch, which I'm trying to get out by the end of the year. So it'd probably be about another year before I get done with the other, before I actually implement the works of the other novel.
And we'll really be looking forward to that, the sequel. At what point, as you're writing The Diner by the Lake, did you realize, you know what, I'm going to continue this story. There's a lot here with the, got two strong characters, a great storyline. I'm going to continue this. Did you go into it thinking that this may be a series, or was there a point when you thought, I really need to keep the story going?
Actually, I was only putting it as an original novel first because of Lindsay. But as I was developing the character throughout the story and bringing in the best friend for, you know, Danica, it turns out that it actually does need a sequel. And I have been told that by input from people who have read the story before it got published.
And this would make a great visual as well, a TV series or a motion picture. There is so much here, and the role models, the characters are just excellently written. I want to talk briefly, got a couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned the book The Assignment, which you've taken to some book expos, and you literally have sold out of those. An interesting female character there as well, Katie Adams. Talk about writing strong female characters. Obviously, that's something you're familiar with and something that that you enjoy doing.
Well, in the past 10 years, as I have lived down here in Arkansas, I have been among strong female, you know, characters in real life. I've worked around them when I was working at Walmart back in 2007, And a lot of my friends are strong female characters. I've been around them for a long time, so I just got used to it. My best friend, Jodie Taylor, is a single mom, and she's been friends with me since I started Walmart too. That's how I seem to carry these stories wrapped around all of these female characters that have been a part of my life.
The story, the assignment, you'll see as you read it, and you'll get information at Amazon as well on that, why the book sells out, wherever Daniel goes with that. It's you've got a great character, you've got a great storyline, you've got suspense, that's in the assignment. The first book I mentioned that you did, The Life of a Book, this is interesting because it really is what the life of a book and the perspective you told it was from the point of view of the book. And a lot of reviews said, this is really a unique idea. We've never seen anybody approach a book like this. How long had that been in the back of your mind? Was that something as a child that you come up with that idea?
No, actually, that novel came to me as an idea from my dad. Back in 2007, he gave me an idea about writing a collection of short stories of children being shared stories with about children told by the book. And it's a library book that gets checked out, and it travels to different types of neighborhoods and different types of environments between, you know, both families with boys and girls. And I have that one has been on Amazon for a while, and I recently redesigned the cover of that novel so that it's more appealing to children.
Yeah, the book is called The Life of a Book, and that's available, as Daniel said, at Amazon. The assignment also there as well. And, of course, the newest one we're talking about on the program, The Diner by the Lake. Daniel Suits, our guest on the program, and Daniel is Daniel. A minute or so left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning that this started writing a fascination for you at a young age. And in the book, The Life of a Book, you talk about the magic of a book, the magic of a child having a book. Was that the case with you? What was it about books that really turned you on and sparked you? Because it's really driven your life, hasn't it?
Actually, it has, because throughout my years, I have always been fascinated about writing some kind of story on like an amateur type basis. I'd be writing all the time, and it was only recently that I had gone into novels and posting romance stories on my Facebook page. I had given my dad the idea when I was in my early 20s about writing for the Minneapolis Star back when I was living in Indiana, and it's just something I really enjoy about being able to think about different types of characters, the storylines, and environments, and bring it to people's entertaining minds. It's like putting your imagination out there for the world to see and seeing what you can do with it. And I really love doing that.
And you do an excellent job at that. It really, the book will resonate with you on a number of levels, starting with the fact it's an outstanding story. The book is The Diner by the Lake, inspired by Lindsay Ellis. The book is written by Daniel Suits. That's Daniel. Book available at Amazon. You can get information there on Daniel's other books, The Life of a Book and The Assignment. Up next is A Simple Touch, and then a sequel to The Diner will be coming out in about a year. All that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Daniel, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Excellent job with the book, The Diner by the Lake. We'll be looking forward to the sequel and A Simple Touch coming up here at some point soon as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I appreciate you having me. It was a pleasure It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, it was fun. It was a great opportunity reading the book, The Diner by the Lake, and talking about it. Daniel Suits, our guest on the program. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.